It's something we actually worked very hard on. Nikolai's character is the main reason for it, that it works. We have, on one side, we have a naturalistic drama with Marcus and Mathilde, and on the other side, we have a quite dark comedic universe. And Otto, Nikolai's character, is he's sort of in between. He works in both camps, so he is connecting the two sides of the story. But it's something that I like to work with, the mix of genres, because I think films tend to get, unless they're really, really, really well made, a film like the revenge genre is so, you know, it's we've gone through it so many times since Hamlet, so it's really, really it's been done so many times, so you need to try to infuse something new into it, or you have to do it really, really well, and I didn't expect we wouldn't be able to do that, so we tried the other thing. No.
I think there's a lot of examples where you can't, when you try to merge two kind of genres together where it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard. And sometimes the best film comes out of sticking to a genre and actually say, this is the kind of, this is a thriller or anything. But people want to, some directors wants to embrace all kinds of, showing different kinds of genres in one film. And that confuses me as an audience sometimes. I think actually it works this time. I think it was a challenge for you to edit this.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, we cut out a lot of funny lines. A lot of fun went out in order to achieve the emotions. But I think you do that on a lot of, on almost every drama comedy. But I mean, we have to remember genres are not something, it's only a sales tool. Genres are in order for the audience to understand, the audience wants to know what they're getting. Are we having Italian, are we eating French, or are we having burgers? And this is just a buffet. So buffets exist, and why are you laughing?
I'm laughing, which is that you call this film for a buffet.
It is a buffet.
Right.
You know, sometimes I don't think there's different kinds of audiences. There's also an audience that loves to be surprised and not knowing what they're walking in to see. And I love films myself that does that to me. You do it first when you write the script, you do it as well as you can, then you get the actors on board, they help you achieve it, and then finally the editors actually are the ones who make it work.